Several major medical and healthcare organizations have decided to ignore new guidance from the federal government on childhood immunizations. President Trump and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have reduced the number of vaccine recommendations. Last fall, Central Illinois Republican Congressman Darren LaHood voiced concerns about some of the health-related statements coming from the federal government. But LaHood is refusing to break with the Trump administration on the vaccine question. LaHood tells Charlie Schlenker he now has more than concerns.
I do.
What should happen?
Well, I think individuals, my constituents, what I would tell them is rely on their own doctor. Their own medical advice that they get, everybody, this is a personal decision, but they ought to be able to have the right to do that. But, I would rely on your own physician and where you get your information for healthcare for you and your family.
Shouldn't physicians and the government be largely in agreement on this question?
Well, I think there can be distinctions. I think, and clearly this administration has had a number of those with the new HHS secretary and some of the advocacy that he's been doing. But again, I go back to, I think most of these decisions are personal decisions that ought to be made by your doctor.
And do you think the government should reverse itself on that new vaccine schedule?
I think many of these decisions are personal decisions, and they ought to be made on an independent level by families and moms and dads for their own kids.
You've recently announced a couple of significant grants, $1.5 million for an air cargo road at the Central Illinois Regional Airport and more than $500,000 for the city of Bloomington to update its real-time information and crime center technology. What makes those projects stand out compared to the other hundreds and hundreds of requests for help that you get?
Our airport in Bloomington Normal is a vital transportation asset, and particularly as it relates to air cargo. Air cargo continues to be an economic driver in McLean County, and the use of the airport for air cargo. So it's the design and construction of the air cargo road, but it also pertains to traffic safety. So the road that will be constructed, Charlie, will allow for a separate road for cargo and traffic and trucks to get to the airport, to the private aspect of the airport, and again, allow citizens and individual travelers that are using the commercial or the regular airlines to have to not be interacting with those trucks. So it pertains to public safety, but it also will have an economic benefit to the airport with further growth in our air cargo area. So I was proud to support that. The other project that you mentioned, a little under $600,000 that will go to the city of Bloomington, that's going to help with their police department and their communications. We have to continue to upgrade our communications when it comes to real-time information at our crime center there. So I work closely with obviously Mayor Brady and the team there. And really, this will allow them to acquire essential technology and software for real-time information and crime center there. And it'll be state-of-the-art in terms of what they'll have there. It will include technology that pertains to crime mapping, predictive analytics, and expanding public safety camera infrastructure.
What are your legislative priorities this year?
One is I've been an advocate against reduction of our tariffs. I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court case that's going to come down on ruling on IEEPA will give us an opportunity to pivot. We in Congress have to be a co-equal branch of government when it comes to tariffs. What I've said publicly, Charlie, is tariffs are taxes. They're taxes on my farmers, my manufacturers, my producers. I think we need to have a reduction in terms of the tariffs, particularly how they affect our allies. And I think it's been a hindrance on the economy in many ways. Many of the farmers that I represent in agriculture community are suffering because of the tariffs. So I'm hoping I'm going to continue to advocate and push for a reduction in tariffs. That's number one. Secondly, the other priority has to be affordability when it comes to healthcare. We haven't done enough on healthcare, on bringing down the cost of healthcare. And so that has to be a priority also.
Tariffs are only one aspect of the farmer profitability problem. Another one raised by the new Illinois Farm Bureau president is the concentration of ownership of seed companies and fertilizer companies that amount to, he implied, a monopoly. Does that need to be considered heavily by Congress?
I'm not sure that that's the biggest priority. I would put the farm bill number one. I would put tariffs number two. I think the other one would be E15 year round, which I'm a strong advocate for in working on the RFS, the renewable fuel standards that helps our corn farmers. I mean, those are priorities. In terms of the monopoly, I mean, that hasn't been raised when I talk to my farmers and folks in the agriculture community. You know, I'd like to hear more evidence and focus on that. I think there's other things that are front and center with our farmers at this point.
The tariffs, if the last term is any guide, will result in a protracted loss of market share for U.S. farmers. And the amount of support payments that the administration has proposed are not going to make those whole at all, as they did not the last time either. What needs to happen to help farmers in the interim until 5-10 years out they can rebuild their markets?
I would tend to agree with you. I don't think these bridge payments of roughly $12 billion, while I'm glad the administration is doing that to help our farmers, I think you have to have market access. I think you have to work with our like-minded allies to reduce some of these tariff burdens, particularly when you look at countries that we have strong alliances with, Japan, South Korea, you know, our European allies, the European Union. I think we have to work on India, which there's a trade agreement. We need markets. We need customers to do that. I think it's a combination of free trade agreements that allow agriculture, those markets and access. That's number one. Number two, I think a reduction in tariffs. When you get into a trade war over tariffs, the first pawn in the trade war is always agriculture. And they suffer because of that. And so, again, I think it's a combination of both those things. And, you know, I hear my farmers say it all the time. They want trade, not aid. And I think we got to predicate a policy that, you know, moves us in that direction.
Darren LaHood is a Republican congressman from the Peoria area who represents part of Bloomington Normal. He spoke with Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois Department of Public Health said last week it will adopt the 2026 child and adolescent immunization schedule recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The department says there was no scientific data to warrant a change.